Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to try to melt some ice. We'll hear from DeBroy Summers, Billy Hayes, and Sid Lipton, and listen to this past week in recording history. Longtime listener James in Waterloo, Iowa, wrote several times this winter to tell me about record cold temperatures in his neck of the woods, and most recently about severe ice storms. Not to make light of the situation, because 60 Iowa counties were declared disaster areas, but here for listener James are some rapidly rotating records about ice, beginning with Waring's Pennsylvanians.
Ice! Any ice?
Said hello to her twice. Now I can take her to tea. Looks like I'm breaking the ice. I call around every day, and her people treat me so nice. They seem to think I'm okay. Looks like I'm breaking the ice. Bit by bit I've been making a hit. I'm afraid everything's gonna be alright, if you know what I mean. Rome, they say, wasn't built in a day, or romance built in a night. No. But we saw the ring in the store, and I'm gonna save up the price. I guess you know what it's for. Looks like I'm breaking the ice.
Thank you.
can take her to tea. What looks like I'm breaking her eyes. I call A round every day, and her people treat me so nice. They seem to think I'm okay. Looks like I'm breaking the ice. Bit by bit, I'm making a hit. I'm afraid everything's gonna be alright. Old Rome, they say, wasn't built in a day. Old romance built in a night. Oh, we saw ring in the store. I'm gonna save up the price. Oh, I guess you know what it's for. You don't? Well, it looks like I'm breaking the ice. Oh, a great big chunk, a little tiny piece. Looks like I'm breaking the ice, yes.
Records hot enough to melt some ice back there in Waterloo, Iowa. Jelly Roll Morton and his orchestra and Burnin' the Iceberg from July 9, 1929. Burnin' the Iceberg was preceded by Fats Waller and his rhythm and Breakin' the Ice from November 7, 1934. Breakin' the Ice was written by Charles McCarthy, James Cavanaugh, Frank Weldon, and Dave Cavanaugh. James Cavanaugh also brought us such diverse songs as Mississippi Mud, co-written with Harry Barris, Christmas in Killarney, co-written with Frank Weldon, The Man of the Hour, General Eisenhower, and You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You, made famous by Dean Martin. We began that ice set with Waring's Pennsylvanians and Polly McClintock asking the musical question, Any Ice Today, Lady? From June 2, 1926. Any Ice Today, Lady was the first successful song written by Pat Ballard. He co-wrote the book, lyrics, and music for the musical comedy Rah-Rah Days, introduced by Fred Waring in 1930. The top song in that show was So Beats My Heart for You, but Pat Ballard was probably best known for his 1954 song, Mr. Sandman. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, I received a nice note from listener Dan in good old New York asking me to do a segment each on several bands. So if you don't like the next three segments of the show, you can blame listener Dan. But I'm sure there's really very little chance of that. Here's DeBroy Summers.
Out of temper, out of breath, ever since she's found skirts must trail upon the ground. She had a better set of legs than even Miss Tanguette. Now she's got to hide what was once her joy and pride. This fad of overdressing's depressing, distressing, and catching men grows harder, their ardor's not so strong. My friend Elizabeth's tired of life and prays for death. How can she go wrong now that skirts are long? Thank you. what's to let, what a thrill if I met with a suitable tenant, suitable just for me. My heart's to let, and there's no one as yet made an offer for this desirable property. Temporary lovers needn't trouble at double the rent. Any lease that wouldn't last forever would never content me. My heart's to let, what a thrill I shall get when that suitable tenant comes along for the key.
Pianist, composer, lyricist, arranger, multi-instrumentalist, and bandleader DeBroy Summers, born April 11, 1890, by request of listener Dan in New York. We began with Tom Barrett providing the vocal on Elizabeth from the 1930 show Wonder Bar, composed by Robert Katcher with the lyrics by Roland Lee. Next, with the vocal by Dan Donovan, we heard My Heart's to Let from February 23, 1933. And we finished up with DeBroy Summers and his band and a red-roofed chalet, written by Tolchard Evans and recorded November 2, 1927.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Another band that listener Dan wanted to hear from is Billy Hayes and his orchestra. Billy Hayes and his orchestra was not a British band, as Dan thought, but a territory band, popular briefly and regionally. The sheet music for the song Moonlight, written in 1930, says featured by Billy Hayes, Orient Cafe, Philadelphia. Billy Hayes is credited as composer, along with Frank Capano and Ray O'Day, of It Will Always Be You, recorded on January 2, 1940, by Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy. He also composed I Know That My Prayers Have Been Answered with Al J. Nyberg. To confuse matters, Billy Hayes was used as a pseudonym by both Harry Reaser and Sam Lannon. In any case, here's Billy Hayes and his orchestra.
You'll be mine. You believe in everything I do. I love and mama, and she must know how to love me just like Juliet. She's gotta thrill me, nearly kill me, and then make me forget. I've got to have a mama who's all right, one who can make me love her in one night. She's gotta know how to please, have it, those, them, and these. If she gets tired, she'll get fired, 'cause I'm so hard to please. I've got to have a mama soon, I vow. I've got to have a mama now, sweet child. Got to have a mama now.
Thank you.
Billy Hayes and his orchestra recording for Victor on March 8, 1929, and I'm Wild About Horns on Automobiles, written by Clarence Gaskell. The vocalist there was Peter Moore. Before that, Andrew T. Stanton provided the vocal on I've Got to Have a Mama Now, recorded April 18, 1929. And we began that Billy Hayes set with Billy Hayes performing double duty as leader and vocalist on Do You Believe from May 16, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, Wellsford Radio 92.2 in New Zealand, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Another British band that listener Dan wanted to hear from is that of Sid Lipton. Sidney Lipton was born January 4, 1906, in London. He was a violin prodigy, but an accident severed the tip of his left index finger, which eliminated any hope of a concert career, although he could still play. At 17, he was a professional musician with the Murray Hedges Quintet at Edinburgh's Palais de Danse, and from there he joined Billy Cotton's band, with whom he made his first recordings. He formed his own band at the Royal Palace Hotel in Kensington, and when that contract expired, he moved to the Grosvenor House in Park Lane, where he would stay for the next 36 years. He died while on vacation at his daughter's in Florida in July of 1995 at age 90. Here's Sid Lipton.
There'll be flowers on the ground again. Hooray, new day when the morning rolls around. When the sun comes up at dawn again, all my troubles will be gone again. I'll be happy when the morning rolls around. Blues are gone, I'm coming off that shell. From now on, I'm going to be myself. When the morning rolls around again, then my happiness is found again. Hooray, new day when the morning rolls around. Thank you.
on the river, off the rail. It seems to rise to emphasize my solitude, making my troubled mind worry what lies behind. Nothing to see but mist on the river. Come back to me, my lonely heart cries. After the rain, there's mist on the river. There in the mist, there's tears in my eyes. There's tears in my
Sid Lipton and his Grosvenor House Dance Orchestra and Happy-Go-Lucky You and Broken-Hearted Me. The vocalist on that August 25, 1932 recording was Sam Brown. That was preceded by Sid's daughter Celia performing the vocal on Mist on the River from August 8, 1940. Celia Lipton also sang with Jack Hilton and Lou Stone and starred in many London and Broadway musicals. We began our tribute to Sid Lipton with When the Morning Rolls Around from 1932 with the vocal by Les Allen.
Doing our our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call
This Week in Recording History.
So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Ben Selvin and his orchestra.
Oh gee, oh gosh, oh joy, oh golly, oh gee, I'm happy 'cause my baby loves me. Folks complain I'm insane because I act so sappy. Oh gee, oh joy, the birds are singing. Because why? Because I am in love. Thank you.
don't know where to go to. Why don't you go on drumsticks, putting on the bread? Bang down on the baby, high brown down levy, all this bitch, putting on the ring. That's where every little bell goes every Thursday evening with this spell boat of elbow. Bang, come with me, we'll take their jubilee. See, bang, love to be put on the ring.
Lonely, and she begged for sympathy only. Now I ask you, what would you do in a case like that? If her head was on your shoulder and she grew a little bit bolder, now I ask you, what would you do with a girl like that? Do you think you could resist her? Do you think you wouldn't have kissed her? Would you treat her like a sister? Come on, be honest, mister. If you saw her turn the light out, would you get your hat and get right out? Now I ask you, what would you do? That's what I did too.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Ben Selvin and his orchestra with George Gershwin's O.G. O' Joy, with the Ira Gershwin and P.G. Woodhouse lyrics sung by Louis James. That's from the show Rosalie and was recorded March 3, 1928. O.G. O' Joy was followed by the International Novelty Orchestra and Swanee River Moon, which actually shouldn't be in This Week in Recording History for a couple of more weeks since it was recorded March 17, 1922. I guess I'm going to have to fire my assistant. Wait, I don't have an assistant, which is probably how that happened. Next, it was Carl Webster's Yale Collegians and Puttin' on the Ritz with the vocal by Stu Pletcher. That's from a Parlophone 78 recorded March 1st, 1930. And we finished up with the ARC Studio Orchestra, directed by Victor Young, as Ed Lloyd in his orchestra. And What Would You Do? Smith Blue was the vocalist on that March 1st, 1932 recording. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.